an old dirt road. Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love me.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday,
I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a ready and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight. We'll be working on and doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday.
I've got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You're going blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's boosty, get a pellet.
Good, bad, trouble, messed up!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be winning at my motor again.
Did do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy, get a pellet.
That's right.
Thank you for that welcome there. I love Friday nights. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 7th of April, and of course it's Friday because that's the only time we do Liberty Lounge. So let me check and see who all is in the chat room here. We've got a little different direction we're going tonight. It's going to be a little bit different. We usually do... hey, I see that Rights at Risk is back with us. I am so glad to see you. Excellent. Sure happy to have you back. I hope you can stick around for a while. I know you've been going through a ton of trials there, so just know that we're thinking about you and wishing you best and offering you prayers and trying to do whatever we can here from over here. So, all right, Radio Doc, have you been having trouble with your internet? Glad to see you in there, of course. Let's see here. We've been getting a little thin. Let's see, Iowa Cat there, Katie Brad. Katie Brad always shows up on Friday nights here. Let's see. Somebody type in to Iowa Cat. Let's see. I'll type it in for it. Let's see. Well, somebody else type it in, so I won't take up time. Tell her to try the survivalcircle.org, O-R-G. See if she can get it there. I don't know if it's just that particular website she can't get. Obviously, she's trying to get on survivalcircle.com. Survivalcircle.net doesn't have any sound. That's by my request. So, well, dang it. Hopefully she can get on there. Zardoz, Rolex, Radio Doc, Peanut Rider, Mountain Shooter, Mini Men Pin, a couple of anonymous just drifting in there. So, you know how it is, since we've changed our software, it's a little bit more difficult for me to talk and play music simultaneously. So when I get over to the music, it takes me a minute to get back and forth. So it's not as seamless as it used to be in that regard, although it's better in many other regards. So if I don't talk for a little while, it's not that I have abandoned you. It's just kind of a pain in the neck to jump back and forth. So anyway, I'll be watching for request and trying to get a few in. I've got a bunch of them picked out for you already, and I see a lot of the songs that I see being requested right there. I've already got pulled up for you a great many of them, so I will try. Obviously, I can't remember all of them, so you'll have to put them in from time to time and see if I can get everybody in there. Remember, I can only play one at a time, so. The survival order, survival tab order has been made and paid for, so those ought to be going out here probably tomorrow. If they didn't go out today, she said they try to go out today. So if they did, then you ought to be getting them. For those of you that's not picking them up here, you should be getting them in about probably six, seven days, something like that. So Iowa Cat, glad you made it in there. Grad? No, really, I'm not Japanese. I meant glad you made it in there. So, all right. Well, let me rest on that one for a minute. And I'm going to organize some things here a little bit, and I'm going to go ahead and get started. And I'll be back in a few minutes. How's that? All right, stay with me just a second. Now, wait a minute. That doesn't work because only I can hear you. Get Chuck Berry to stop for just a minute. There we go. He's ambitious, I'll tell you what. So let me see if I can remember how to get everything turned on and off. All right, I'll be back in just a minute.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Girl, to call my own.
much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire. I lined up a woman, thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Hold me, baby. I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I want to tell the world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I squint over thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Oh, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness and grace, just great balls of fire. Mother should. You're fine, so kind. Tell the world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I'm real nervous, gonna be sure it's fun. Oh, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire.
Gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
As I
All right. I had to jump in there and switch some things around a little bit. I know if you guys have been watching the news, of course. We've got some stuff going on in Syria. And, of course, everybody's a little concerned about what's going on over there. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. I'm not going to argue the fact whether it was a false flag or not. Nobody knows. You know, you can sit and claim all the crap that you want to. But it's not, you know, nobody knows. It may or may not have been. I don't think that Trump would have intentionally done anything that would be what we would consider bad. He may have. I don't know. And I don't care. But it's happened. It is what it is. So I'll tell you what I sent out to a bunch of folks that I know last night. And you guys can take this for what it's worth. But I think you really need to sit back and look at your poop hit the fan plans, just in case something goes wrong. This missile strike could very easily escalate into something. I don't care who was responsible for the gas attack. That doesn't matter. We can argue that all night long. In the end, it doesn't make a bit of difference. It happened. And it's what's going to happen after that that's going to be concerning to us. So just to take away from the good mood for a minute, because I think this is something that I need to share, and I want you all to think about it. I want you all to think really damn hard about this. This could turn into something a lot bigger, possibly even as big as World War III. So we'll probably know more in a couple of days. We're seeing Russia respond a little bit, not too aggressively yet, but we'll see. But I figure it, you know, it may not be good what Russia decides to do, so we'll just kind of reserve judgment on that for a little while. But the other thing is that I haven't seen anybody mention is there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees, many of them from Syria, in this country. And some of them may take exception to their country being bombed. Some of them may be put here just for that purpose. Never know. So I would suggest that you keep your fuel tanks when it says half, it's empty. Keep your fuel tanks over half full. Keep an extra 5-gallon can or two around. Keep them on hand just in case. Keep check on your food and other crucial supplies. Look at your, you know, toilet paper and other necessities that people don't tend to stock up on too much sometimes. Stay in contact. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Especially ones that may be involved directly with you wherever you're at. Of course, try to stay in contact with family that's far away and friends, but the most important thing is your immediate circle of friends near you there. Keep your radios and cell phones charged up. Be aware that there may be an EMP strike at some point, possibly. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm just saying that these are all possibilities right now. So if you don't have radios in Faraday cages right now, now would be a superb time to consider doing that. Keep your radios on. Keep them handy. Take them with you. And, of course, that doesn't do any good if you don't have a circle of friends there to talk to. But you can still listen to some of the shortwave stations there, even if you don't have a license. You can listen to some of the ham channels, and they get news out faster and more accurately than anyone. I would suggest making every effort to limit your travel, especially out-of-state travel. Limit it a lot for the time being. Try to explain to spouses and kids what could possibly be happening, what's going on, in such a way that doesn't cause, you know, unnecessary alarm for them. Have a little bit of cash on hand. For some of us, that's awfully difficult, but try. And be vigilant. Pay attention to what's going on around you, to the minor details that you might miss at some point, you know, in the past. You need to start paying attention to those things. And above all, be armed always. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be armed. Be trained, be prepared, be willing, ready to use that weapon at any time. So, now that I've peed in your post-toasties there, let's get on back to what we were doing and get back to get our mood straightened up here. I'll be back.
It's a long, long road.
Sorry for the delay there. I was peeling onions and couldn't see what I was doing there very well. That last song really gets to me. That's some of you may not know the story behind that, and I don't know it completely, but there was some. It was during Vietnam, and I guess there was a reporter out there, and some guy had come up carrying one of his buddies there had been shot up, and he said something to the effect of, you know, he'd been carrying it for a long ways, several miles, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure that they had switched back and forth. I don't know the whole story, but anyway. And he said, no, he's not heavy, he's my brother. And somebody, I guess, got a hold of that and wrote a song about it. And that's the basic gist of it. I don't know all the details, but anyway, it's... one of those, if you watch the video to it while you're listening to it, it's tough. So now I've got all my stuff all mixed up here. So let me see if I can get it straightened back up. And let's see, there we go. I think we left off right there. Let me move this one up to here and refresh this so we don't have to listen to any of those again for the time being. And all right, there we are. Okay, we're going to get back in the groove here.
Thank you very much. Come on over, baby. Pull that shaking one on. Something. Yeah. That's when you got something. That's when you have got something. Ooh. I want you to shake it, baby. I want you to shake it one time. I want you to shake it one time for yourself. Yeah. And then, honey, I want you to shake it. But don't break it. Ooh, you can shake it one time for Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
shaking. Oh no.
All right. From the time that that last song ended until right now, that's how long it takes me to switch over, Iowa Cat. So that's why I don't talk quite as much as I used to. Not that I don't want to, and I do miss doing it, but this has turned out to be a much more stable software and a lot easier to do. A lot of features, and there's things on here we can do with this one that we were not able to do with the last one. However, it makes it a little bit inconvenient to bounce back and forth when I'm getting my music online. So if it's music that I have recorded, then it's no problem. I can do it just as easy as before. But since I don't, that after this, after tonight, I will have this one recorded. And if we ever do this again, I'll mix up the sequence a little bit, and we'll be able to talk on here. So anyway, I saw NM Glock drop in there, and I think I know who, well, I know I know who that is because I just saw the message there. So welcome, NM Glock. Glad you were able to drop in. Hope you can join us a little more often. I know you've tried a time or two and had a little trouble, but anyway, glad you make it in there now. For those of you in Arizona, we've got a couple of classes coming up for you. We've got a the multi-state concealed weapons class coming up in. We got one coming up in Kingman and one in Tucson. And I haven't got hard dates on those yet, but they will be either the very end of this month or the first part of May, and they'll be 2 weeks apart. So when we get those carved in stone, I'll have them on the website. You can go to southwestshootingauthority.com and check on the schedule there. I need to update that. We don't have a whole lot going on right now. We've been doing a lot of other things and just kind of neglected to do all that. So anyway, I'll let you know when we get that going. So speaking of getting going, you guys didn't come here to listen to me talk on Friday night, so I think what we'll do is bounce on back over to where the music is, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Twist as such.
but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Silence, and the people bowed and prayed.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want.
Been
if I could save time in a bottle.
Well, it appears like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties there. Give me just a minute and see if I can overcome this. I don't know if I can talk and work on this at the same time, but I'm going to try. See if I can get this thing back going again. We've been doing so well. And then, as always, it's got to be something. It's got to be just one that's got to jump out there and do so. NM Glock, just I don't know if you knew or not, if you'd been kind of paying attention on the Facebook or whatnot, but generally we do classic country about 99.97%, maybe 0.98% of the time we do classic country. Never do any of the very newer stuff. We get into the 90s a little bit once in a while, quite often. But primarily I like to do, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s stuff. Get back into the 30s, 40s, 50s every once in a while, but I get into the real oldies occasionally. But once in a while we'll even jump out there and do a rock show. We've done 70s rock a time or two, and but country is what we normally do. And tonight we thought we'd do something a little different here, and now look what it's got me. I don't know. Let me get another idea. Let me try this on another doohickey here. Let's try this one. Let's see. I tell you what. Let's stop that one. Try this one. Okay. Okay, stand by. I got it fixed. All right, let me get this thing shut back off here.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch, bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. The day he said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. Thank you.
job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. If it's sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
to the engine moaning out his one lone song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing the star again. There I go, turn the page. Restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing the star again. There I go, turn the page. Ah, here I am on the road again. There
A little over halfway through all the music that I had planned for tonight, so evidently I was planning on doing a 4-hour show. We've still got quite a bit of this playlist, let's go. We'll do this again here sometime in the future. We got to get back to our roots here and get back with country here for another couple 3 weeks, but we'll come do this again. I've got a bunch of songs that y'all haven't heard yet. It's a great album that I've put together here, so I'll try to mark this, and we'll come back next time, pick up where we left off, and do a few more. NM Glock, I've got something here that I'm going to finish with, and it has nothing to do with music, but it's something that I think you'll be interested in that you've never heard before, I don't believe, so I'm going to close with that. And I hope you all have a good weekend, and I'll see you in here at Monday. Amy will be at Monday. I'll see you in here on Monday, and Amy should be with us if everything goes according to plan. Amy will come in at 8 o'clock Mountain Time. That's what. Let's see, what are we on right now? I keep forgetting we change times. Okay, we'll be on. Amy will come on at 8 o'clock Pacific, at my normal time. And Monday will be a 2-hour show. That's what we're starting to do now. We're letting Amy have as much of the first hour as she wants, and then I'll take over and finish it up and finish out the 2 hours, whatever it takes. So with that being said, I'm going to get on out of here, and we'll see y'all Monday evening. Thanks for joining.
My name is John Q. Public, and I'm a member in good standing of an organization called America, and I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past, rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few, but that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times. I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here. But since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, you will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant, and we, the people, will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple, but this is not how it is supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience. Do what you know in your heart is right. For we, the people, will hold you accountable.